Presentation, 14th of June. Patient Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, D. Lucic, L-U-C-Y-K, date of birth 1-8-1957. Jeffrey Lucic was seen for evaluation of thyroid nodule. Per paragraph, he was found to have a nodule in the right lobe of his thyroid, a routine carotid ultrasounds, but had no specific complaints or symptoms suggestive of thyroid dysfunction. Per paragraph, he's currently in the post-COVID infection phase. Per paragraph, past history noted for hypertension and aortic aneurysm, for which he's been evaluated by thoracic surgery. Per paragraph. Family history is negative for thyroid disorders. Per paragraph. Social history, he is retired but used to manage a utility. He was a manager in utilities. Per paragraph. He no longer smokes cigarettes and occasionally drinks alcohol. Per paragraph. Current medication, lisinopril 10 milligrams daily. Per paragraph. General reviews under mark for 12 systems evaluated. Per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 142 over 84 and weight 198 pounds with a BMI of 29.7. Period. The pulse 70 per minute period. The thyroid gland was not palpable, and there was no neck lymphadenopathy. Appeared the heart was normal, the nose was clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph. I reviewed previous studies, which include an ultrasound of the thyroid showing a borderline sized thyroid gland with a 1.8 centimeter nodule in the right lobe and a smaller 1.3 centimeter nodule in the left lobe. Period. There was no neck lymphadenopathy. Per paragraph. Finding laceration biopsy of the right thyroid nodule was consistent with colored nodular changes and come up benign. Per paragraph. Impression, multinodular goiter with benign findings on finding laceration biopsy, and no evidence of thyroid imbalance. Per paragraph. I recommend observation and a routine follow-up visit in about 6 months. Per paragraph. Interdictation.